Welcome to episode 256 of the Groom Pod on May 31st, 2020. And you guys know this podcast is brought to you by listener support through Patreon and through our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Show hey, Season, Evolution Shears, Stasco Product, The Absorber Towel, and Cherry Brook. How's that for a list of stars? Today we're going to talk about loyalty among your pack, the mobile moment instead of the definition du jour, will be, is mobile cheaper than a shop? And I'm going to give a little editorial on the business side of grooming. First of all, she is under the weather. I think her heart hurts over everything that's going on in the world. She's been feeling a little crappy since Wednesday. She had a doctor's appointment and the doctor said things were okay. There was nothing glaring. They're going to do some more tests. Needless to say, with all of the disarray and upheaval everywhere, I think she just hurts. Her person hurts. And she didn't want to come on this morning, which I get. And she had lost her phone, which we found. Needless to say, we're going to try this solo. Little nervous about it, but not as nervous as I was when I did the first solo, which was, gosh, 3.5 years ago, maybe. I'm at least more comfortable than I was then. So I want to talk about the lucky thing that's happening to me this week, hopefully, is I'm going to get to start to groom again. I'm all ready to groom, and I was kind of under the impression that we were going to start grooming on June 1st. So I started rescheduling people for June 1st, and I don't think it's going to quite be June 1st. It might be June 3rd. It might even be June 5th. But I've already rescheduled everybody into those spots. So I'm debating going out a little bit early and risking it. It's only a few days. It's only like five households. I will follow all the rules, and if I get caught, I will deal with the consequences. But oh, I feel so stupid. I told everybody, don't reschedule your grooms until you know. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then I heard that it was going to happen, and I rescheduled my own grooms, not following my own rules. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and go out. It's a big money day for me. I'm excited to go back to work. I've wanted to go back to work for so long. Besides, I think my husband is tired of having me here, quite frankly. Normally, I'm working all the time, and he's here by himself, and I come home, and he's already asleep. And then I get up, we chat for a few minutes, and I head off again. But this time, it's been a lot of Susie and husband together time. Anyway, that was a lot of advertisers, huh? Very cool, though, because I'm trying to find ways to support the show and really, in effect, help support Barbara, because she's not really obviously very good with her ability to sustain herself. And I'm always trying to find ways for her to get a little extra income from her brain, because she shouldn't have to work her body so hard these days. But I thought, right now, with the way things are, I don't want to lean on you guys for Patreon or donations, which is fine. So everybody renewed their advertising contracts for this next year, except I haven't heard from Evolution Shears yet, but I have faith. They're the best. And Stasco came back on, so that's cool. And I will shorten up the ads so we're not listening to ads for the whole time. But know that that's really an important part of how I pay for the bandwidth, which is a lot of money. And the website, which has done nothing but frustrate me for days now with a change that they're making through Google Play. And I'm trying to make sure that we are always on Google Podcasts, because it's one of the easier ways to find us or find a specific podcast you're looking for is by Googling it. And they are just messing with me by changing things. And I've been pulling out my hair for like 3 days. First, I spent a bunch of time on the sponsors. Then I spent a bunch of time trying to fix the website. And lo and behold, I am behind on the editing. Surprise, surprise. You would think I've been home doing nothing, right? And starting tomorrow, I will be going gangbusters. I've got every day full for who knows how long. Although, I think I might have a day off in a couple weeks, and I'll be looking forward to that by the time that comes. But I don't mind. I'm so happy to see my pets, and I'm going to be happy to see the people. Although, following the rules, I won't be going in the house. I'll be wearing a mask. I'll be spraying everything with alcohol. And basically, I still won't get to visit with anyone except for through their screen doors on the porch with us separated, which I feel pretty comfortable with that. I'm still kind of torn about my overly sensitive assisted living cats. I have cats that are in assisted living, the two, Faith and Hope, that I haven't been able to figure out how to get rescheduled without putting them at risk. And they're not easy to handle, so not just anybody can go up and grab them. Two big Himalayans, and the lady has MS. and I definitely don't want to get her sick. She's the only one I have left, though. Everybody else is pretty much rescheduled. Anyway, back to the advertisers, the business part of the show. Do support the advertisers. I've also got, perhaps, Ryan's pet products. So we've got Cherry Brook for the Northeast, and we've got Cascade Grooming Supplies for the Northwest, and we could have Ryan's for the south part of the country. And it would be probably an affiliate link, just like Cherry Brook. So when you go do your shopping from Cherry Brook, or if you would do Ryan's, you would just click on the link, and then we'd get a little bit of support. And it wouldn't cost you guys anything extra on the purchase, which is the point. It's a way to support us without costing you anything. And then I, in turn, can help support Barbara and keep the show going. And, you know, someday maybe I'll make a little bit, which would be cool. I could live with that. All right, enough of the business stuff. And, oh, by the way, if I do get stuck on the website and need help, I will bring in help. It's an email issue where I set up an email that went with our website, and then they decided they weren't going to have that for free anymore. So now they're trying to charge me $6 a month, which I'm willing to pay, except for that I can't verify my website unless I have that email. So I'm trapped in this ugly cycle, and I'm going to have to wait till somebody comes into the shop tomorrow and work on that. Moving on. Speaking of the absorber towel, I want to tell you of a great offer they've given us. If you put the Groom Pod in their coupon code and it's the first time you've shopped at their website, they will give you 10% off. And the absorber towel is really a great technology, especially for mobile groomers, but really for everybody. It feels like a cross between a sponge and a magic eraser, and it's saving me tons of laundry time, space in my mobile. It really sucks a lot of that water off that I was dealing with just gathering in my grooming trailer, and it makes the dogs dry a lot quicker. I cut them in half so they're easier to wring, and I store them in a bucket full of vinegar, like a Tupperware with a top on it, and they're just making my life so much better. So if you guys are interested in testing out the absorber towel for yourself, you can go to dogloverstowel.com and put the Groom Pod in the coupon code, and you'll get 10% off on your first purchase. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. Let's talk about loyalty and rebooking, because that is something that I do really well. It just comes naturally for me. I'm happy to share my insights, but know that these are just my insights. When I was right out of high school and in my college years, I worked as an import warehouse checkout person. And it was a local business, Pacific Rim Imports, and I was the only person who worked the desk, except for that when I went to lunch, somebody else worked it for a little while. And I was constantly accused of oversharing, telling people a little bit too much about my life, which I guess is apparently part of my personality, and I'm okay with it now, but back then I was constantly scolded. What that does, though, is it really endears you to the people you're sharing your life with. It's kind of interesting how they begin to care about you, even if maybe you're just seeing them once every few months as they come through to buy their stuff that stocks their store, which was the case. As a groomer, you are way more personally attached to these people. You have the ability to build a loyalty because you share this bond, and that bond is you're probably the other person who cares the most about their pet. Usually the caregiver is absolutely bat crazy about their pet. And then there's the other people in the household who they like their pets too, and they certainly love their animals as if they were family, but they're not quite as crazy. But we share the commonality of that pet. That's our tie to the client. And we can use that to our advantage in creating a loyalty. I have done it in the grooming industry. When I started to groom, I was in the vet industry. I was a receptionist / hospital manager, vet assistant kind of a thing. And I knew everybody's stories because I would stand out front and talk to them while they were waiting to go in the back. And I became quite connected with a lot of the clients and their pets and their stories. And then I became a groomer, and I still had this attachment, and a lot of people tried me out, even though I was just beginning, knowing that I had this attachment with them and with their pets. And it was really cool because I ended up going to people's houses doing in-home grooming as I was learning, and I saw how they lived. I was house call, and I did pets that could no longer stand up for the groomer or anything. I did a diabetic Springer Spaniel where they held the dog in their lap while I cut her hair off, and it was just a really great peek into the relationship you can form with people over their pets, which is really, that's our passion. That's what we do. We do it because we love it. So as a vet tech, and also having been the front line at the vet hospital, in case you don't know, the vet receptionist is the one who decides whether it needs to be seen right away or whether it can wait. And there's like a series of questions that you kind of learn how to dish out whether it's an urgent thing or it's not an urgent thing. So what I told my in-home clients in the very beginning is, if you're having a veterinary issue, and especially if it's after hours, give me a call and we'll talk about it. And I became that person to them. That kind of loyalty really pays off when you have to stay home for 4 months and you have people who desperately want to get their pets groomed and other groomers who may or may not be working, and they wait for you because they have this bond with you. So the bond is really important for the loyalty. Always give them a few minutes to hear what they're saying about their pet. That's your bond. That's what makes the connection. So take the time to hear what they're saying and, you know, communicate back your thoughts. Give them guidance, because sometimes we see stuff that they don't see. Be flexible when they have to cancel. If you're flexible, especially if you know a little bit about their lives and you know, say their husband is going through cancer treatment and she has to cancel an appointment, it's not just canceling an appointment. There's something going on. And if you can be flexible, people really appreciate that. Now, that's not an option for everybody. I know that. But it's one of those things that will make them loyal to you because you didn't make a fuss about the day they had to cancel because the husband had the car and they couldn't get the dog in and they forgot or whatever. I mean, there's a thousand excuses. We've heard them all. I like that be flexible thing. It makes it easy for me to work around people's issues. And in when you get into people's houses, you really see what their issues are. Hello. Anyway, don't do this for the wrong people, though, because people can really take advantage of you. Make them feel like you're not criticizing them for their fact that they didn't brush Fluffy or comb out the tail or any of that stuff. Never make them feel bad, because that's definitely a negative. You can have conversations and not make them feel bad. Listen to Barbara when she's on, and she'll tell you how to do that with the right words. Yeah, take a picture, take the time to instruct them. Proceeds right on there. Ask them questions about their life. Be part of their family. The more you know about them, the more they know about you, the closer the connection is, and the bigger the tip is. And that's the real secret here, is they will take care of you, especially in cases like we are now, or have been for many of you, and I am still stuck in for the moment. Oh, stay away from controversy when you're talking to them. That's easy. That's just polite decorum, which is something that's lacking in today's world. Be polite. Use polite voices. Talk polite subjects. But share a little bit of yourself. Learn a little bit about them. Ask them questions. Write notes. I write notes about people's children because occasionally I have to deal with children. Write notes on your card that you're able to refer to so you know what the husband's name is and know who the sister is who occasionally will let the dog out for you or bring the dog into the shop. If you know that little bit of information, they feel a connection and they will come back to you and they will wait it out. We've all been there. Your appointment shows up and it's a matted mess. The products you choose can make a huge difference in the end result. The Ultramax line by Best Shot is the perfect solution. It was engineered for serious professionals to get dirty jobs done right. The Ultramax system starts with the shampoos. Ultramax Pro is a dilute as needed shampoo. Use it directly on the coat for degreasing, 15-to-1 for deep cleaning, 50-to-1 for light cleaning, or anything in between. It's perfect for recirculating bathing systems, and there's also Ultramax Clarifying Shampoo. Ultramax Pro Conditioner is so light but so powerful. It has Best Shot Special Coat Releasing Technology for superior de-shedding and de-matting. It never adds drying time and works great in recirculators. And a body splash. The whole Ultramax line features a modern sweet pea fragrance. This isn't your grandma's perfume. It's delightful. Whether it's Ultramax, One Shot, Ultra Wash, or any of the Best Shot lineup, you can expect the finest quality and true performance. They'll help you make masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. Find Best Shot products at quality distributors and online at bestshotpet.com. customer service problem? Let's talk about it at the reception desk. So let's talk rebooking. Rebooking was a difficult thing for me to do, like for about 2 minutes, because what happened is there's only so many hours in the day and can only do so many dogs, and people definitely, if you've got that loyalty and bond and you've made a friendship there, they don't want to have to go to someone else. It took me a minute to figure it out, but they wanted grooming and they wanted me to do their grooming, and there were so many spots, and after the spots were gone, they were poop out of luck and I couldn't help them. So I learned this at the vet hospital. Even though I had a pretty flexible way to work that, you know, a little bit more cage drying and rotation and stuff like that, which I can't do on the mobile, it's just one-on-one, I always made sure to go up and greet the client to create that bond again, to make sure that they knew that I cared about their pet. Because if you never go up and greet the client, they're never going to leave you a tip because you're not going to be memorable to them. Even if somebody's coming in, like I had staggered incoming dogs. I had three that came in at 9:30. I had three more that came in at 1:30. And then I had another two or three in the afternoon. So if I was working on a dog and somebody showed up, I would put the dog away that I was working on and go have a conversation with the person coming in. Or I would bring them in the back and have them have a conversation with me. Same is true if you're doing mobile and the people aren't there. Make sure to have a conversation with them the night before, if that helps. But sometimes when you're in some of the more expensive houses, you don't even need to do that because you never even see the people. You just go and do your job and there's a check on the washing machine and you head out the door. But if you get the opportunity, it's great. I learned quickly that my clients wanted me and not the other groomer, and they learned quickly if they didn't make their appointment in advance, they weren't going to get into those spots. So I learned how to do that. It just happened. The receptionist, I educated the clients and I educated the receptionist. So they made the appointment, they handed them a card, and they also did the all important night before reminder call, which night before or a couple days before, it's your choice. I do night before, I've always done night before, but doing that reminder call will guarantee that you've had some communication and backup, and if you want to charge them after that, you've made an effort to reach out to them. Sometimes my appointments are 8 weeks apart, some of them even 16 weeks apart, and yet I still pre-book them. So I want to make sure that they know I'm coming. I don't want to go to somebody's house and find them only in their underwear. That would be awful. We try not to do that. So anyway, everybody goes out the door with a filled out card, and all they have to do is say, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, and you say, well, just let me know when I give them the reminder call, and there comes that flexible part. Then be flexible if they don't have the ability to keep the appointment. I love it when people don't keep appointments. I do a happy dance because I never give myself any time off. So it's a great thing when somebody gives me a cancellation. Even if I'm out on the road, I can always find some way to kill a couple hours, take it down, relax, have lunch, go tanning, whatever it is. I can find something to do, and the people so appreciate it. Anyway, that's loyalty. Going back to rebooking, 95% of my people get their next appointment at the time of their appointment. And I would say 80% of my client base, which is 107 houses, 80% of those are on a rotating schedule that doesn't change. Every fourth Monday, I do the same three dogs in the same time. They don't change at all. 15% of my appointments are just pre-booking for the next appointment. Then there's that little teeny slice of about 5% of that 107 households that cannot schedule their lives that far in advance. I fit them in when I can, but they are not my priority because they are not my bread and butter. My bread and butter appointments are those repeating every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks, every five, whatever it is. The repeating appointments that show up all the time, those are the bread and butter clients. That's how you make your living. The rest of them are all just in addition to. Yes, Chrissy says her scheduling app does the reminders automatically. I also have a scheduling app that will do the reminders automatically, but I like the personal conversation, or in this case, text message. And my clients all know that they need to let me know coming back with a okay or a smiley face or a whatever that they've gotten my text message, and I will show up at their house. There are a few people who don't answer after 14 years. I know who they are, and if they don't answer, I still go to their house. But for the most part, if you don't answer me, okay, or great, see you tomorrow, Fluffy's happy to see you, that kind of thing, I'm not going to show up at their house, and they're going to have to become one of the dreaded 5% who's going to have to get back in the schedule. Unless they're regularly scheduled, then they might just have to miss one. Like 3.5 months of my regularly scheduled people have missed their appointments, and they're all so excited, but they don't get to get in right away. They are still on their schedule, and they'll have to wait till their appointment comes back up. Feel a little bad about that, but that's just the way it's got to work. Yeah, love those regular clients. They are definitely the way to go. Plus, you really get to be part of their households for sure. I never have any resistance to getting that card after the first few times they miss an appointment. Not any problem at all. I don't have to sell them on it. And you know what? If they don't want to pre-book, they're probably not going to really enjoy having me groom their pet sporadically, because that's what it becomes. It will become very sporadic in the fall. It'll become sporadic in the spring. It'll just mess things up that way. I guess that's it. We're going to move on, because I was really hoping this is short, but apparently I have not got the ability to be short in my conversation. So you guys don't know this because Barbara just talks most of the time and I kind of do the conducting. But here you are with me doing all the talking, and you'll find out that I never shut up. Oh my God, you're probably going, shut up, Susie. Anyway, we will move on to our mobile moment. Is mobile cheaper than a shop? And that's the part of Mia's question that I pulled out anyway, because it's fun. It's a fun question. And I thought, is mobile cheaper than a shop? That's great. What mobile is it's definitely more freeing than a shop. That's the part I like. I like being outside. I like being able to stop and grab a snack. Is your rebookie cookie for the human or the dog? A rebookie cookie is a great idea. You could give both. Why not? How far in advance do you need to plan for time off? Ooh, okay. So even though I have you booked out to infinity every Monday, every fourth Monday, all three dogs, same day, same every fourth Monday, they only get the piece of paper for their next appointment. So they may know that their appointment is going to be every 4 weeks into infinity, but the only one I'm giving them is the very next one. So when I need to schedule a vacation, I do it one appointment in advance if I can. So if I've got 2 months, that would be spectacular. If it's only 1 month, that's still enough to do it so that I can cycle through my entire group of monthly grooming and give them the next appointment and let them know I'm going to be on vacation and give them the card with the weird appointment. And I always point it out, and I always write something on the card so that they recognize that this is not their regular day. And since my people love me so much, they definitely want me to enjoy vacations, and I've never had anybody have a problem. If they don't like the day I've chosen for them, then I'll massage it around. And people are willing to take a later appointment if they have to, or skip an appointment till their next one. So that's how I deal with vacations. And I love vacations. And I so am disappointed I canceled my Ohio trip. But that is a whole nother podcast. You're planning your time off when I get a new diary. Yeah, I like to be more flexible than that, because my brother's a pilot for Alaska Airlines, and I can use his passes to fly places. And I like to just pop into an amusement park occasionally and then pop back home. For that kind of flexibility, I'll need to be able to move people. With the loyalty, I have never a problem. Everybody's all for it. And I can always find a way to work my days off. Days off. Yeah, I never have days off. But I make it work anyway. I've enjoyed all of this time off, but I am like pacing around like a tiger in a cage. It's bad. Plus, my husband wants his house back. Our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners and chunkers and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now... Okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that? Look out, here it comes. It's your mobile moment. So there's shop grooming, there's in-home grooming, there's home salon grooming, and there's mobile grooming. So there's really like four different types of grooming. We're going to deal with shop versus mobile. And in this case, single owner, single proprietor shop. So you're grooming in a shop yourself, or you're going to go mobile, which is the cheaper way to go. So I'm going to go over the expenses for both of them. I think I've got everything down here. Bear with me if I don't. The first thing is insurance. We've all got to have insurance. And when you've got a shop, you've got, I think, your business and equipment insurance, and then you have just your regular insurance, whatever they call it. Somebody falls down your business, then that kind of stuff. So that's what you have casualty. Casualty, I think, is the word. That's what you got insurance-wise for a shop. Now, insurance-wise for a mobile, you've got the same kind of insurance for your equipment. Then you have your mobile unit. That gets a whole nother insurance policy that goes with it. And then thirdly, you have to put that mobile unit somewhere. So there's a third bill, a third insurance bill that you're not really thinking about, but you've got to store your mobile somewhere, be it your house, you're going to have to pay insurance on that, or whether it's a yard you're going to be at, you're going to have to pay insurance on that. You want to have your stuff covered well enough. So there's extra insurance involved. Now, if your house call, which we're not actually talking about, then you don't have necessarily the mobile unit insurance, but you want to carry a little heavier insurance, maybe for going into other people's houses that may not carry their own insurance. But that's a whole area in which I don't have a lot of experience. So I'm not going to talk very much about that. Let's go to utilities, right? We've all got utilities to pay, whether you're in your mobile or you're in a shop. So we've got the telephone. We both need telephones, right? We both need electricity. We both need water. And we both need internet. So that's even so far. But when you go over to mobile grooming, you're also going to need a generator or an inverter or an electrical system that you're going to need to leave your unit plugged in overnight to keep things charged up. You're going to need to have a way to work without plugging into a house, so you're going to need a generator for that. So those are a little extra utility type items that you're going to have that you're not going to have when you're at a shop. Let's talk rent. So when you're renting a shop from someone or you're paying a mortgage on a facility, you have the mortgage on the facility. Usually that's it. You might have a neighborhood association fee or something like that. But for the most part, it's just the rent on the building. If you're a mobile, you may or may not have a payment on your unit, but you also have to have somewhere to put it. So you have some bill regarding that, unless you've got really nice neighbors who let it park at your house or a brother or whatever. Equipment maintenance. We've got all the same equipment mostly, right, as far as grooming equipment. But a mobile groomer also has a vehicle or a grooming unit of some sort. Much more maintenance is involved with a mobile unit than there is with a shop. You can have disasters either way. There's no doubt about it. You can come up with expenses either way. It is more challenging to come up with ways to fix your mobile because you can't work without the grooming part of it. So if your water heater goes down, your water pump goes down, those things do happen more commonly than I imagine in a place you're renting would. although I'm sure it happens there. But you have those expenses too. You also have to maintain the vehicle that's towing around all of your grooming equipment. How about consumables, right? Consumables are like shampoo products and all that stuff. And then what about your mobile? We've got the same products, but lo and behold, we have fuel costs that are consumable that happen basically every time we work. Fuel costs that you don't encounter when you are working in a shop. We still have to heat our place. We still have to pay to move it around. We still have all those types of utility that goes along with having to pay for not electric, you know, for not being able to be tied into the grid. That's what I'm saying. Ugh. You have to be able to get your power out when you're not tied into the grid. If you're renting a house, you might have to put your landlord. Yep, you might have to have your landlord additional insured. Yep, there's all kinds of weird stuff with rentals and mobile units. Like my friend Brandy, she is in a condo or a apartment building. She's not allowed to put her commercial vehicle there. So she's got it at her brother's house. And a lot of people rent an RV spot in the yard too. You have to leave it, leave your house. That's all kinds of extra time. Believe me, it takes long enough to get out of here in the morning, period. You'd think it doesn't, but it does. So anyway, let's see, where was I? Okay, so consumables. You've got fuel for the generator. You've got fuel for your mobile vehicle. And then you've got the regular grooming products. So those are all in addition to. How about business expenses? We've all got similar business expenses. The accounting and scheduling and taxes. But here's the kicker. Licensing. So you guys run a fixed shop. You only have to buy a business license for one place. But us as mobile groomers or even house call, you have to buy a business license for each city that you work in. You have to research all of that, figure it out, and pay for it. If you've got one particular grooming appointment that's every 8 weeks in a different city, I may or may not actually go up and try to get a business license there. But you have to research whether you need it. You have to know the water covenants. There's all kinds of stuff that you have to cover when you're a mobile that you don't have to worry about when you're in a shop. And the vehicle registration too. That's another issue. Vehicle registration, vehicle maintenance. So I think in the long run, mobile is more expensive to do. I mean, as a client, you have to pay more for a mobile because it is darn expensive to run a mobile. However, it's extremely profitable if you do the math. So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about show season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources, and yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply. Let's see what's happening at the grooming table. And here we go into our last and final subject, Susie's editorial on the business aspect of grooming. And this is something that drives me crazy. And I love Barbara like a sister. Believe me, she's one of my favorite humans on this earth, but she's not a business person. And I'm just going to implore to you guys, if you're not a business person, either become a business person or hire a business person to help you do the math. Because we're not in this for fun. This isn't just something we do because we enjoy it, although a lot of us enjoy it enough to do it for nothing. But that's not the point. The point is, this: it's an often neglected part of grooming because it's boring. And Barbara doesn't like me to talk about it because it's boring. I like to talk about it because it's numbers and it's finite and it's definable and it's not that difficult to do. It's really, when you're starting out, it becomes a little overwhelming when you're trying to decide how much to charge for your dog on your first time out as a mobile or in a shop. It's a daunting task to figure out how much money you need. So you got to take an educated guess at first. But after you've been out there for a year or two, you really want to sit down and do the actual math. The reason we don't do the math is oftentimes we're a second chance career. We've come in late. We've already had a career somewhere else. Maybe your career was having children. Maybe you worked in an office and you hated it and you just dreamed of the day to go work with animals. In my case, I was a horrible drug addict and it took me a long time to remove my head from my behind. But once I did, I realized that I wanted to work with animals because it was my thing, my gift. Because we're the second chancers, and on top of it, we're mostly alternative lifestyle people. It's just because grooming is about the animals. It's not about the people. It's not about us in that respect. Oftentimes, we're the second income in a house, and whether we're making money or not isn't quite as dramatic an impact as if the bigger household income gets cut out, right? I get it. That doesn't make it any less important to do the math. You just need to do it. It's simple. We're not supposed to break even. We're definitely not supposed to lose money. We're supposed to make money, and you can make money. And if you're not making money, you need to know your costs. You need to go in and you need to look at how much everything costs. Do good accounting. Have someone help you. Use an accounting program. I can't harp on it enough. This is why Barbara doesn't like to hear it, because I just will never shut up about it. But please, you guys, take an accounting class online, do your math, figure out how much it is to groom a dog. Like I know, for instance, it's $45 for me to go pull up a house and groom a dog. So I need to make my income on top of that $45. Know that number. That number is so important to the ability to make money. And I guess that's it. I think I will go out and prepare my trailer to sneak out a few days early and start my business, since I did reschedule everybody. Hey, thank you for listening to me. By the way, Adventures in Mobile Grooming, which is the podcast that I'm still editing now that I've decided to give up on trying to fix the webpage for the moment, there is a lovely story about mobile grooming adventures in there. Know that everything's fixed and I'm all ready to go. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'll release that podcast later today and you can catch that. Thanks for being here so that I didn't feel like I was talking to myself, although apparently I have no problem talking to myself. You guys are the best, absolutely the best. So I ended up not being able to go to a mobile grooming roundup adventure to show people we care about our pets and not so much about sitting at home and being on unemployment. And instead, Barbara called in sick and I ended up staying home and not going. I should have gone. I feel a little guilty about that. But what I don't feel guilty about is spending the time with you guys. It's been really great. Yeah, a little bit of business talk, but believe me, I could do hours on it. Budgeting and thoughtfulness and all of it. Yeah, not bad. I did it. Okay, here we go. Pat myself on the back. And Huckleberry stayed on his perch the whole time. He's such a good boy. And yeah, cool. Thank you all for being here. I'll talk to you later. I love mobile grooming. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's more expensive for a reason, but the clients pay for it, so it doesn't cost you anymore, and it's way more fun. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.groomblog.com. susie.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara at Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.